Randy has been one member of a discussion among SIG chairs about the possibility of adjusting the APNEC meeting program in future. That is the way that the SIGs are running through the schedule of the meeting, the location of operational content as opposed to policy content. And this is something which has been under discussion. And I think we're going to hear a proposal for an experimental trial of a new format for the APNEC Copen policy meeting, possibly coming up at the next APNEC meeting. So, Randy, take it away.
Thanks. Again, I'm holding the bag for Philip. He's taking the lead on this. This is something, you know, he has 1 foot in APNEC and 1 foot in APRICOT. And as we saw this week, for instance, the routing SIG versus a routing track in APRICOT, these issues, and also within the APNIC meeting itself, we find ourselves running between different SIGs because there are things of interest to us. And we, Philip suspects and puts forth the hypothesis that the reason is a large amount of content in some of the SIGs, especially the routing SIG, but also somewhat the DNS SIG, and maybe some of the V6 SIG, et cetera, is really just general operational content of interest to everybody. And so what Philip proposed, and we've been discussing in among the SIG chairs for the last, we discussed it at the SIG chairs meeting, but we've been discussing it on the mailing list for a while, that we're talking about for the next time when we meet, wherever that secret place is. I know it's on the planet Earth and probably in the Asian Pacific region. We would like to try an experiment, and I'm going to describe it, and we're really looking for your comments and feedback on this experiment. And the first part of the experiment would be Monday, would be a general meeting, and let's call it APOPS, because it's those things, Wednesday, and it would be those things of general interest to the community, contributed from each of the SIGs, from routing, from DNS, from V6, et cetera. And we would suggesting trying, because this is operational content, so much of operational content is what's current in the last 2 weeks. And something that happened in NZNOG and is happening at NANOG is something they call lightning talks. And that's maybe an hour or so at the end of the day for talks that are submitted within the last week or two. They're each 10 minutes. They may not have foils. Give me the real term. PowerPoint. Thank you. They may or may not have PowerPoint foils. That's a little old, huh? Sorry. And of interest to the whole community again, but less formal, less reviewed, you know, get them in there and say something of interest to everybody, et cetera. Thursday would be everybody's interested in the policy SIG. So the first half of the day would be the policy SIG. The second half of the day would be room for at least 4 SIGs, but might not actually need them, for SIGs that have some very limited audience for the subject they want to stick in there, like something, you know, to do with DNS operations and how it interacts with the registry, and, you know, 70% of people aren't interested, or something obscure about routing, which might interest me and 10 other people. And so the SIGs would the second half of Thursday after lunch, would be room for various SIGs to meet, as seen, okay? And then Friday would be as it is today, the general APNIC meeting. And that's the story. Please, input and comments.
I think if I could add one aspect that was discussed, and that is that this whole reorganization experimentally would need some sort of guiding program.
The program committee would be the SIG chairs as it stands today, the same people who put together the program essentially, though of course this is not a closed cabal, so anybody who wants to do work, you know, we never turn down work. The other thing that I forgot to mention is notice how well this would integrate with Apricot a year from now. Okay, Apricot will also be organizing a little differently into much fewer streaming tracks, and this allows general sharing with Apricot. So this would be probably a joint session or something like that, totally undiscussed and unworked out. But instead of having the routing SIG in APNIC opposite a routing track in Apricot. Make sense? Bill, could you tell us who you are?
Bill Norton. I work for Equinix. It always struck me as a little bizarre that one would have an IX specific thing for APNIC and then a separate IX thing at Apricot. So I like that there's some combining of some of these things. It strikes me as really kind of funny that at Nanog, we'd always been for years and years a single track where everyone gets in the same room and hears the same presentations, and if they don't like the presentations, they go out in the hallway. Nanog switched or is in the process of switching to having multiple competing streams at the exact same time that Ripe is going from having multiple tracks into having more of a single session. And it's funny that we're doing the same exact thing here. We're exactly flip-flopping. Just kind of an interesting observation.
I don't think it's that strong. I think Nanog is trying to add some parallel. Not all of it, just some parallel. We're taking what was all parallel and trying some single sequential. And I think what's happening is everybody is moving towards a combined scheme.
I think that probably the strongest thing you can do along with this would be to make sure that there's some cooperation and coordination with the other Apricot components. And I suspect that's what you're doing.
This sets up for that. And I believe, I don't really know because I'm not part of the Apricot conspiracy. I have enough work to do. And that is indeed happening. I don't think it's actually started to be worked out, but I believe both sides are putting the pieces in place to be able to do that. Jeff.
I notice almost a subtle distinction.
Who are you, Jeff?
Jeff Houston, APNIC. I notice a subtle distinction here, Randy, between what you're saying here as op stuff and what the Ripe NCC, the Ripe community actually said was open plenary. Now, they look much the same, but when you start labelling it op stuff, you start actually saying, well, I only want this kind of material versus other sorts of material. In, I suppose, the SIG chair's collective heads, is this truly ops stuff, or is it more of a characterization of plenary material that would be of interest to anyone who attends an APNIC meeting?
Being over 60 years old, I know how to say, I don't know.
Cool, thank you.
Are there any more comments about this? I'd be interested to hear what some of the SIG participants, the other participants in the SIGs would think, possibly some of the other SIG chairs. There's potentially a little more work for the SIG chairs if they are to be assembled into a combined program committee. We've never had that formally for the APNIC meeting before, and a combined program committee would also help, I think, to ensure some coordination and some consistency among the between the different sessions.
And further, at the where we sat as SIG chairs to discuss this, it was thought that maybe the different subjects would take chunks of this, so there'd be the routing SIG chairs would go out and specifically work on getting a few good routing presentations that are of interest to everybody, the DNS similarly, et cetera.
George Michelson, sort of channeling Joe Abley. Sanjaya and I both found ourselves caught between having to be in separate rooms in parallel strands where we really desperately wanted to be in the other room. And I'm sure Joe in his SIG chair role would have had the same effect. I think this is an interesting experiment. I had no idea this was in planning, and I'd actually just written to Anne today saying, Anne, couldn't we consider running a single strand meeting, and she said, watch this space. So I think this is really lovely.
And it is an experiment, and you know, and it's also not a one or zero experiment. We're human beings, we can take, you know, some ambiguity and modification, and we can modify it before we try it, or we can try it and modify it afterwards, or we can say this was horrible and not do it, we promise never to do it again. Kenny.
Okay, Kenny Huang. I'm also interested in this kind of experiment, but if you run in this kind of exercise, I will recommend, because actually the issue was raised by Kazu-san, and I recommend we better provide some sort of guidance for the audience, because they probably doesn't know whether they need to attend AP op or attending other six. So we need to provide some sort of guidance to show them which session they can participate.
Okay, right. The sessions aren't in conflict anymore. It's not a choice. This is the APNIC meeting. Here's the first day, second day, third day. It's not in conflict.
But there's parallel six sessions.
What I mean is for presentation.
Where their presentation would go.
Right, because they probably doesn't know which special interest group they need to submit a proposal. And if we can provide some sort of guidance, they probably have a clear picture how to submit a proposal.
Good point. Thank you. Sir?
Yep, Serge Radovic, URIX. Probably an independent view, but sorry. Just a little worried. One of the SIGs I go to is the IX SIG, and I see a lot of smaller IXPs presenting, and I'm worried they may be scared off in the plenary session by doing this. Will they lose out and not be of interest enough? Or?
I think the thought is that the IX SIG probably stands, you know, as a set. There are two parts of the IX SIG, maybe, and I shouldn't be actually going to this space at all. But I think just as you split the IX SIG this week, mm-hmm. and there's the things about generic things that exchanges have learned and philosophy versus SIG reports, maybe that's what's going to happen here.
Okay.
But that's why the SIG chairs are on the program committee.
Sure.
And I'm sure if you have strong opinion and are willing to help,
okay.
we wouldn't throw you out.
Okay, thanks.
Jeff again?
If there's anyone else, I'll sit down and let them speak.
You're the only person. There's somebody in the back of the room, but I don't think he's approaching a mic.
Yes, Jeff Houston, APNIC once more. I'm not sure sort of if I heard this clearly, but one thing I did notice in the RIPE NCC in that kind of structure was that the SIGs were more oriented then towards policy proposals. In other words, to actually doing the work of policy and making sure that went through. And the informational presentations that seem to take up a fair deal of our agendas at this point would tend more towards the op stuff blocking that you've got there. So that is, I think, one sort of difference to the way we currently operate now that this would hopefully naturally bring out. What it does mean is that the, if you will, interesting informational is actually available to all of us. And then it becomes an issue of what particular policy proposals are sitting inside the SIGs, what's their status, where are they going, what do we need to do for those particular proposals to either advance them or whatever. So it's my understanding that the SIGs become much more focused on the policy development side of the work, and the op stuff is more informational and general interest. Is that a resonance with what you were thinking in the...
Yes, but it's worth noting that both at RIPE and ARIN, the SIGs are a little more directly involved in the actual decision-making of operations at the NIC. The database SIG in ARIN and the database SIG in RIPE talk about, you know, specific policy choices at a very detailed level. I think that would be interesting if more of that happened here, and this is trying to make room for that, to get the community more directly involved in the policy-specific aspects in the SIG and the general interest subjects in the general interest. So yep. That's the long answer. The short answer is yes.
Okay, thank you. Yes, certainly It seems to me to be a good way to go at this particular point in time and try it, yeah.
My answer to your last question was I didn't know, so I felt I had to give you more meat this time.
You called this an experiment. How do you know if the experiment was a success?
Like NANOG, this group has survey forms, but it's also, let's see what papers or presentations we get. Let's see how people like it. Let's see how many people fill the room. And let's see what they have to say afterwards. And in this general member meeting, I think we're going to be standing up here again saying, how'd you like it? What would you like different? But if you have other means of getting a quantitative result, that would be interesting.
This is Guo Wei Wu, EC of APN.
Could Bill just finish answering my question?
I guess a couple of things. The survey forms are great if you can get people to fill them out. This meeting is much better because those who really care about something could stand up to the microphone and say, hey, this thing really was great, or this thing wasn't so hot. It would be useful, I think, to identify the specific problems that you're trying to solve or specific goals that you're reaching for with this new format, because then you can make the list of metrics that you could measure them against. For example, if one of the things you wanted to do was to get more speakers from a particular part of the world to talk, and if you had this particular structure, you'll feel like you can get more people to speak at this topic, then you'd have the specific thing you'd be looking to measure. Did we get more talks from Africa or from, you know, one part of the world? But generally, I like what you're putting forward, and I think that's probably the right direction to go. It would just be useful to be able to know after the fact that we did, in fact, achieve something useful.
Point taken.
Guo Wei Wu, APNIC EC. I think, first of all, if this is regarding the APNIC open meeting with APRICOT, I think that is another consideration. If for the APNIC its own meeting for the open policy meeting, I think, first of all, our concern is that this meeting is really open for the membership to discussion about the open policy first. This is first priorities. And the second one, I think for the detail of the program design, I would prefer to go through the process, the regular process. Maybe the sixth chair, the committee, you can go on to discuss what is a better way to organize it. I have no preference, but I would say the sixth chair, the sixth chair, you can sit together and to think about what is the best way. I have no comment.
The SIG chairs have been discussing this proposal for a year. And then we had discussed it at lunch in Hanoi, and then Phillips put it out on the mailing list a couple times. It was not, discussing is a poor term, because there was not a lot of back and forth discussion, although there was at the most recent SIG chair meeting. And I think the SIG chairs were in general pretty happy with doing this.
Is there any comment from any of the other SIG chairs? Izumi, Chihu, Kenny, Kazu? My suggestion would be to implement the program committee idea straight away and to ask all the SIG chairs to sit on that committee on a mailing list and to discuss in a little bit more detail what this experiment would look like if it goes ahead. I think it's a valuable thing to have in any case, a coordination body among the SIG chairs, and they could certainly put some more thought into this.